why it's so important to have your principles, A, for yourself, and B, for your relationship. It's important so that you are in align with your values.
Yes.
Because if you do something, if you are lying, but you are actually an honest person, it feels terrible. Like, as if you would cheat. If you don't believe in cheating and you're cheating, you feel horrible. Good evening.
Good afternoon.
Good whatever.
And welcome to another episode of
Unbreakable. It's another beautiful day in Bali Shmali, and we're gonna talk today about principles not only for people who are in a relationship, but actually for every single human being.
Principles, and if you have no idea what principles even are, if you're like, what are they talking about, then how would you
thank you for up? That Axel, please give us a definition. I love these people. Well, another word for principle would be rule.
But rule, we thought, was kind of harsh.
Yeah, if you think of, like, if I personally think of rules, I think back to, like, rules at school.
Something like, you have to, like, do this,
something negative. So I rather say principles. Same with, like there's certain words who are just not as nice as other words. For example, I don't like to say I'm busy.
Oh yeah, you say I'm productive.
Yeah, because if you say, like, I'm busy, your body's like, oh, we have so much stuff to do, and it's easy to feel overwhelmed. If you say you're productive, you feel more valued. You feel like you feel productive. Productive is just something nice. Busy is not nice. Productive is beautiful. So we rather say principles than rules, but you could also call it rules if you like the world.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't really know what principles are, they're basically rules for yourself and for your relationship. And today we'll be talking about why they are so important to not only your happiness, but also your alignment, your happiness in relationships, and yourself. Yeah.
Beautiful. I would say we give you guys a couple of examples. Maybe we start with our relationship, and then we share some principles. I can share some principles of mine, maybe.
Yeah.
One principle in our relationship would be...
Can I just say at the beginning, yeah? So when
no.
we...
thank you. It's Monday.
When we first really got in a relationship together, actually, Axel was the one who proposed, like, let's sit down one day and make this, like, write down the set of rules in our relationship. And to be honest, at first I was like, that is so harsh. Like, that is like a contract. Like, I am not okay with that. Right? And I just didn't get it. And he's like, no, it's actually good, because, like, it's going to show both of us what's important to either one of us and what, you know, like, where the line is. And if the other crosses it, then that's a no-go, you know? And that's actually, like, and then I was like, that's actually important, because, you know, many times in relationships, or even not in relationships, even if you're, like, at work or in a job or something, and you don't communicate your principles well enough with the other people, then they have no idea what your principles are. And then, you know, you maybe go over yourself, but they never meant to hurt you, but you never communicated well enough what is actually important to you. So that's why it's important.
Definitely. And I should have called it principles back then.
Yeah, you should have.
Especially if you propose it to a girl, you should say principles. Sounds so much better.
Yeah, he was like, okay, let's make these rules. And I was like, no, I don't want.
Yeah, sometimes I'm pretty German, huh?
Yeah, that was very German. That very was like, let's sit down and make it. Yeah, so.
Alrighty. Yeah, let's talk about what we kind of wrote down.
So we went from the top of the list, I remember this well, was red flag things. Like, things that are so high up our principle list, you could say, is that if either one of us crosses that line, then that is game over, the end. Like, mm-hmm. that is just...
Yeah, for me, that was if Mariana eats my hummus, she's like...
she's out of here.
Out of here. No, even though I love hummus. What, like, a red flag kind of thing for both of us would be cheating.
Yeah, that was a really important one.
We define cheating for ourselves. It would be... How would you define it?
Yeah, well, that was also important because at first we just said cheating. And then we thought about it a bit more and we're like, actually, like, where is the line of cheating? Like, what is cheating? Like, mm-hmm. being intimate with someone else or even just kissing or even just texting? Like, you know, for everyone, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't actually really remember what we said.
I remember that I said, like, texting you and the male, I wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would also don't care if you would dance with someone
mm-hmm.
or, I don't know, even go for lunch or coffee. If you have, like, male friends. For some people, that would be a no-go.
Yeah, and I do. And I, like, I go to the gym.
Who's that guy?
Here we go.
Tell me.
No, and, like, here in Bali, I have... male friends who, you know, I go boxing with and then I go to the gym with and it's fun and it's like nothing, never sexual. And I made it clear to them, you know, like, hey, I would love to hang out with you, but I have a boyfriend and that's never gonna be, there's never gonna be something more. So if you're okay with that, then I would like love to hang out with you. And I made that clear to them at the beginning. Mm-hmm. So there's really no ever any feeling.
You really say that?
Yeah, I really said that.
That's cool. Like, I would never, I make it clear through, I don't know, body language and just people, they know me, you know?
Yeah, no, but that's the thing. Yeah, girls are making it very clear to guys through body language, but guys are just clueless. I feel like,
ah.
Like to, I feel like guys are different in the sense that guys need to just be very clear about, like, yes, either I'm into you and or no, I'm not into you.
Okay.
Like, don't you think? Like, guys can be very, like, la-di-da-di-da, like, just not getting the body language at all. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I do that just because, like, I don't want it to be awkward for either side, you know, mm-hmm. ever. So, yeah, I do have guy friends and we said that, you know, texting and hanging out is fine. And it's fine for me as well if you hang out, you know, you have friends that are girls as well. What wouldn't be okay with me in terms of texting, if it was like, not like I ever see any of your texts and I would never look into your texts, but if you were like texting them in a flirty way, you know, like just like you can, you know what flirty is, like you look sexy or like, I don't know, you know, like things like this, like I would be like, whoa, that's weird.
I think stuff behind your back.
Oh yeah,
That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wouldn't say I'm a flirty guy, but people would say I'm a flirty guy. I'm a charming mm-hmm. guy, you know.
Yeah.
And I tell people you look good today.
Yeah, you do that a lot.
And I think like that's just my natural uh-huh. way of living life. I like when I think we should make more compliments. And for me, it's not like you look good, so that I want to kiss you.
Yeah.
You just look good today.
Yeah, no, I remember actually you were talking to one of your friends that are girls, remember, early in our relationships. And after I looked at you and I was like, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought you were flirting with her and trying to like hook up with her. Remember?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And you were like, what? No, I wasn't. I was being nice.
Yeah, and it was it was obvious that we weren't like...
gonna hook up. That's I was like... That's funny. Like, if I didn't know any better, I would have thought that you were flirting together. But, like, I knew you weren't just because you're friends. But just, like, the way it came across.
Yeah, and I understand. And I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just a super charming person.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, right? but, yeah, it's just important to know, like, also, if you would uh-huh. react a certain way, I would understand, like, for you, it feels different, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can be more empathetic mm-hmm. rather than just to freak out and like, oh, you're so jealous.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we defined a rule and mm-hmm. it's really helpful. And I'm really happy that I can announce we never had an issue with jealousy or something.
No, jealousy is not an issue just because I feel really safe in the way because we said it. You know, at the beginning we said neither one of us is ever going to cheat. That's just like mm-hmm. not going to happen. And there was... really good communication between us, I feel like. And, you know, if at any point you, I don't know, hung out with your friends that are girls, and I felt like somehow not good about it, I feel safe that I would communicate it with you. But from a place where I would say how I'm feeling, rather than, like we talked in our previous podcast, rather than putting it all on you and like, why are you hanging out with them? Like, why aren't you hanging out with me? And more like what I'm feeling. But that never came up just because we're in quarantine, so I don't even know.
No, but in the beginning of our relationship, when like my friends were here, like 90% of my friends are female, and 95% of them look good. And yeah, it was just important to...
And it, for me, okay, I'm going to talk a little about my, like, take on that. Was like, yeah, you hung out with, you hang out with a lot of girls that are female, and they all look, like you said, like, amazing. They're amazing girls, really nice, really beautiful. And the reason why it never bothered me is that I feel really grounded in myself. And I think, like, jealousy has a lot to do with low self-esteem. What do you think about that? I feel like...
Well, to a certain point, I definitely agree. I think that there is this misconception about jealousy. Like, jealousy is important because if you're not jealous, you don't care and you don't really love. I think if you really love someone, you have... Or you are able to trust. You have to be able to trust the person.
Yeah. And be confident enough. That's what I was trying to say. Be confident enough in yourself.
And in the relationship. And in the,
yeah, exactly. And in the relationship. Just, yeah, trusting. Just.
Yeah. Because otherwise, like, the alternative just sucks to always worry. Oh, the person, like, what if she goes to yoga and she finds a beautiful, not German guy.
Beautiful yogi.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that, no, I, and I know a lot of you, because I got a lot of messages on Instagram, actually, like, from girls saying that, he, you know, my boyfriend goes out during the day and I'm constantly worrying, like, about his colleagues at work and if they're going to make a move on him. And, like, you, no, you have to make
You can't control that. Yeah. You can only, like, control your own emotions and trust in the relationship and trust in the... in your boyfriend, because you chose him. Yeah. So
and talk about it with him, you know, because for some people, and for some people they want many relationships, you know. Some people for some reason want to not be committed to one person, and it's important to know that and to communicate that from both sides. Like, we're not here to
judge
anyone or to say that being like we do, like, no cheating is like the most important. It is to us, and we feel like that, but I know many people who want polygamous relationships.
Yeah, and, I know, and couples, they're like super happy with it.
Yeah, and each has like many relationships, and if that works for you, do it, but you have to communicate it with your partner, and both partners have to want that, you
yeah
know?
Yeah, it's 100%. Yeah,
that was one of our red flags. And I'm just gonna quickly say our second red flag, meaning what we can't do, what is like a no-go, is violence, any kind of violence, physical violence, mental aggression, anything. So
yeah,
that was our two. I think we just had two, right? That were like,
we had red flags. Yeah,
two red flags that, like, if that happens, then that's the end of the relationship. And like,
yeah, then we have like micro things, like,
yeah. And then we had another section of like, this is big, but like not big enough for us to like split after it happening. And that was, I remember it was definitely the blame game, playing the blame game. Like, yeah, not owning up to your own emotions, but rather just spilling it all onto your partner and saying, you make me feel like this. You, that was a big one for me. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, then we've talked about it many times, that I used to blame a lot, and I used to say, you make me feel like this, and you make me feel da da da. And even when I was happy, I would say, you make me feel happy, you know. I just constantly like putting it out, and you kept reminding me that actually no, it's me who's creating all these emotions.
Not only bad emotions, also good emotions. It's also like, I even tell you sometimes, you make me feel so happy.
No.
No. You make yourself feel so happy because you're the person who's... You create your emotions. You create your thoughts.
Yeah, and also with like recently I've been saying a lot, you make me feel abundant, just mm-hmm. because you're so generous and you're so loving and giving in that mm-hmm. way that, you know, like whatever I need, you always give to me. Mm-hmm. And I just said so many times, like, wow, like I feel like I live in so much abundance because of you. Mm-hmm. And you just kept reminding me, like, no, that's like you're abundant by yourself.
Yeah, it's your mindset. Yeah. Because you can, like, I'm sure there are so many people out there, they have like a partner who really cares and gives so much, mm-hmm. and they don't feel abundant.
Hmm. True.
Beautiful. Some of our own principles. 100% honest.
Hmm.
That doesn't mean that I never lie, but like, that's
you lie.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you have these moments where it's a little bit smarter to not be 100% honest.
Oh, really?
Not to you.
Yes. Babe, like when you babe, ate the last blood ball.
How do I look like today? No, just kidding. Just kidding.
I spend most of my days in sweatpants. So I'm not even surprised you're not thinking.
How's the food today? Really good. No, just kidding.
Whoa. Okay.
No, you know what I mean. To be 100% honest, another thing would be to...
Actually, that's funny that you say that because I feel like you're brutally honest.
Sometimes. Yeah, I am brutally honest. And, that
and
is
like,
because
even
one
when
of
you
my
don't like the food, like, that was a joke. And actually, it's a joke because usually when the food sucks, you're like, this food sucks, you know?
No, oh, no, I'd say it in a nice way, though. Yeah. Like, you could do this and that better. I really appreciate that you're cooking for me.
yesterday, when I made potatoes, and for some reason, they were just really bad. And you were like, fucking shit, I'm not gonna eat that.
But in a funny way, huh?
Yeah. Well. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of principles and I actually have them written down. I would never ever do something just because of the money. And like, I'll give you an example. I had an offer a couple of months ago for a modeling job and it was for like a big cigarette company.
Mm-hmm.
So much money, but I have a principle that I'm only doing things I truly believe in.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not believe in smoking.
Yeah.
So I said no. And it didn't feel like difficult or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because doing the right thing is always the right thing.
Yeah.
What is one of your
principles? I feel the exact same way. You know, in modeling, I got so many times, like you, opportunities mm-hmm. for this. And like the latest one was for like a really big campaign for coffee. And that's not even like that bad, you drink coffee. But I myself don't drink coffee. And I just felt like promoting it on Instagram and sharing that. Oh, because it was like 3 posts or 4 posts a month on Instagram of me drinking coffee and just pretending that I like it. That just like felt so horrible because mm-hmm. I would never drink coffee myself. And then I'm promoting it to you guys and I didn't even try it myself. Like, I know a lot of influencers do that. Just because it was really good money, guys. I was like, wow. But I was just like you, I had to say no because I would just feel really bad.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. And we're already starting about talking why it's so important to have your mm-hmm. principles, A, for yourself and B, for mm-hmm. your relationships. And one thing that you just mentioned was it's important so that you are in aligned with your values.
Yes.
Because if you do something... If you're lying, but you're actually an honest person, it feels terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as if you would cheat.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in cheating and you're cheating, you feel horrible. And if you have the principle that you only work for brands who are doing good work, or maybe you're only working with brands, or you're only selling products, promoting products that you actually also consume...
Mm-hmm.
And you would do it, you would feel terrible
mm-hmm.
because you're not you don't live in alignment with your mm-hmm. core values.
Yeah. And then you feel really bad because you went over yourself mm-hmm. in ways. And yeah, that also ties like why it's so important. That ties back to the like relationships we were talking about at the beginning. Because like, for example, if for example, your partner wants to have polygamous relationships, but you don't, but you like sort of without actually having rules, but you sort of like go with the flow mm-hmm. and kind of like pretend that it's okay for you to have polygamous relationships as well, where in reality it's really not, mm-hmm. and you feel constantly betrayed, not good enough, not like you mm-hmm. know, not loved, da da da, then you're going over yourself, and that's just like not your value. Your values aren't, you're not aligning with them, mm-hmm. like you said.
Did you ever say yes to a modeling job that you actually didn't like, and you did it for the yeah. I don't know, the money, or like because someone else told you?
Yeah, I did many times when I was, when I was starting, you know, when I was 14, 15, I didn't feel like I could decide actually. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I felt like I had to do every job, and also I was so young and I was like, ooh, money, you know, like money was more important than my values. But honestly, like for example, I think I talked about this on the podcast already, but like 2 years ago, after I recovered from my eating disorder, I had this big job, and they asked me to lose a significant amount of weight. And I knew that that was one of my principles, like that I was not going to go over. Mm-hmm. Yet the money was bigger at the time, like, and it took me, and I went over myself and I lost the weight and I got unhealthy again. I talked about it somewhere, I don't know where, I think on my YouTube channel. But I just felt so horrible, and it was my lowest point. And I really feel like then I hit rock bottom, and then I said, no, this will never, ever happen again, because the principle of me being healthy over anything else mm-hmm. is just, that is like a value I'm never gonna cross again. And then, you know, ever since then, many times the agency said, oh, there's a job, but you have to lose weight. And I would say, thank you very much for the opportunity, but no thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So
beautiful. Let's talk about why it's important for relationships, not only intimate relationships, but also business relationships. Mm. What do you think? Why is it important to have principles/rules?
Well, like I said, if you go over yourself and do something you're not comfortable with, mm-hmm. then you're going to feel terrible. But many times, like, your boss or your colleagues might not want to hurt you intentionally. They just mm-hmm. have no idea about your values, you know? Like, let me give an example. Like, I'm vegan, and I would have a birthday at my office, and they would make me a birthday party, but none of the food would be vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, just because, like, I feel like I can't hurt them. That's not me, by the way. I would never eat non-vegan food. But maybe you would feel, like, really bad, so you would have a piece of, like, non-vegan cake or something, and then you'd feel terrible because you're not aligned with your values and your mm-hmm. principles.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your fault because you never told them your values mm-hmm. and your principles. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, true.
Just communicating it with your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
It
helps to understand each other way better. So it helps to understand yourself better, mm-hmm. and B, it helps to understand your partner, mm-hmm. boss, colleague, mm-hmm. whatsoever, way better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think actually in each work there should be like a meeting at the beginning when you start, you know, where you would say, hi, I'm Mary, and this, and this is really important to me, and I'm never going to cross this, and this.
It's funny because at Vivo Life, we have that.
Really?
Yeah, we also have our core values uh-huh. Written down
mm-hmm.
in the office, like on the wall.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah. It helps a lot. It just helps a lot.
It's also important to, like, you know, in the cheating, like we said before, like if you were in a job and you're not even in a relationship there, but you say at the beginning, like, one of my values is never dating anyone in my work, mm-hmm. then I feel like you can relax more in the sense of, like, you never feel like, you know, your colleagues are hitting on you and you feel awkward and uncomfortable, mm-hmm. you know? Like, you just say at the beginning, like, no, this will never happen. And then I feel like you can be more calm and relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe you at home, maybe alone, maybe with your spouse, sit down and write down your principles. Do it, though, in mm-hmm. a positive state. Yeah. Not during a fight. You don't want to do that. Actually, talk about arguments, because it's going to happen with your boss, with your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. You're going to disagree with mm-hmm. each other. how do you want to behave in those moments? What's important to you? We have it, like, I told her, it's really important that you don't interrupt me. That is like, you can rather punch my face than interrupting me. That's how much it hurts. And like, it just, or like saying like really bad words.
Oh yeah.
When we talked about the love languages, I shared how important words to me are. Mm-hmm. And same way, if you say something bad, mm-hmm. oh, that hurts sometimes more than like physical touch in that sense. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
So yeah, sit down in a beautiful moment when you feel good and write down your core principles about mm-hmm. yourself, maybe about your finances, about mm-hmm. sport, nutrition, things of that nature. Mm-hmm.
Anything just to get you to know yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what kind of, one of the leading questions could be, you know, in what situations do I not feel aligned with mm-hmm. myself? Like what, and I actually think of situations where maybe with your boyfriend or your girlfriend or your wife, husband, boss, friend, even friends, whatever, where, you know, you felt like either they didn't like respect your values or you felt unsafe or you felt like you went over yourself. Yeah, just explore it.
Mm-hmm. There is a beautiful book, highly recommended to each and everyone here. It's called A Principle, surprise, surprise, by Ray Dalio. You haven't read it yet, right?
No.
It's a big book, but yeah, highly, highly recommended. Maybe we put the link, but you will find it everywhere. It was a New York Times bestseller. Yeah, otherwise... Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't subscribed and reviewed the podcast, you're going to have bad hummus for the rest of your life. And you're going to make Mari sad. You don't want that. So, 10 seconds, write a review.
Mm-hmm. It would mean the world to us just so that we know how you guys like it, if it resonates with you, maybe what we can improve on and what you would like us to talk about in the next one. Just gives us really good feedback.
Talking about the next episode. There will be no episode this Friday because it's my birthday.
It's my birthday. It's Axel's birthday on Friday. Yeah. So make sure to write that down and wish him a happy birthday.
Hopefully you're not going to make potatoes for me.
I'm going to make the super yummy potatoes I made yesterday.
All right. Thank you so much. And until
next time.